Welcome to this interview by Project Cargo Weekly. And our special guest of honor today is Mr. Lawrence Yam, the CEO of Hutchison Ports in Stockholm. First of all, Lawrence, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to join this interview.
You are most welcome, my friend. Lawrence, as you know and probably have seen in some of my previous interviews, I always let my interviewees give our viewers a little bit of a background about how they ended up where they are, so to speak. So, what can you tell us about your shipping background leading up to your current role?
Yeah, sure. I'll keep it short because I would like to spend more time to talk about our terminal here, but allow me to quickly introduce myself. I started as a management trainee in 1992, and that was the time I graduated from my first degree. I worked in a company called Sealand Service that time, and I joined them in Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Sealand is both shipping lines and also terminal business that time. I think you all recall that on 1999, when Sealand was acquired by Maersk Line,
then
I had the opportunity to join the A.P. Moller Maersk company that time.
Mm-hmm.
I became the general manager of Maersk Hong Kong in 2004, mm-hmm. and managing the business for both Hong Kong and South China. Hong Kong was the one of the busiest ports of the world at that time. And in 2006, a few years later, I started to work outside Hong Kong. That was a special year for me. And I had the opportunity to work in North America, in North China, in UK, and now in Sweden.
Okay.
And I joined Hutchison Ports in UK in 2014, and I started my current role in Sweden since 2018. I feel I'm very lucky and really enjoy working in the international conglomerates. And I feel grateful that I can work in Europe. Actually, by next year, I will be a 30 years veteran for the industry. And I just feel I started not long ago. I feel I'm very much energetic as well. So I'm happy about it.
You also look happy, Lawrence. You look happy and relaxed. And I think that's the key, as they say, if you feel the work is good and it's your hobby, then it's not like work.
<You know? laughs> Fully agree with what you said, yeah.
So that means you have experience from many terminals around the world. And just for our viewers to understand, Hutchison, it's a Hong Kong-based conglomerate, isn't it? The headquarters in Hong Kong, right?
Yeah, well, we are part of the Cheung Kong Hutchison's companies, and the Hutchison Port is one of the major area of business of CKHH.
Okay. Very interesting. Yes, of course, Hong Kong is certainly one of the world ports that is very famous to everyone. What can you tell us about the position you now have in Stockholm? Stockholm has recently invested in upgrading the port. And what kind of facilities do you have in the port of Stockholm? Which is, you can say, some people might say Stockholm is an outport. When they think about Sweden, they only think about Gothenburg. But actually, Stockholm has something to offer, right?
Definitely. And we try to change perception and also the mind of all the people here. First of all, I think that this is not arguable that the Stockholm is the capital city of Sweden and also the largest capital city of Scandinavia.
Yep.
So the cargo, in fact, will naturally come into this biggest market in Scandinavia. And we have all the major shipping lines supporting us in the old terminals. It's good that they all come along and continue to support us in a new location, Norwich, which is a bit down south from the city center, but in fact, we provide more capability and also opportunity to serve the growing market in the Scandinavia and also the Baltic. If you recall that we started our new terminals, we opened it on last year, mm-hmm. and I see it was a great success, particularly during the pandemic situations. It's not not a very easy task to open the terminal during that special moment. Mm-hmm. And also we managed to open the terminals within our budget. We have the good support from our major customers, and they continue to look at the potential expansion on the East Coast. So that draw a lot of attention of Hutchison Ports Stockholm. You know that our service scope and also operations continue to improve. So we offer more variety of services, not just by us, but also working closely with our neighbors, like you know, the tenants in the Tampere Logistics Park and also Stockholm Harbour. So we all together, offer more choices and services to the customer that created stickiness in here. and operations. We're happy to share our statistics. In fact, we keep improving our productivity and finish the vessel safe and quick, and that's good for everyone here. Apart from containers, we also attempt to serve a wider market. We handled one major project cargo about a month ago, which is the housing modules came to our terminals.
Okay.
And soon, we'll also handle some big bulk. Some customers, they told us that they'll give us a big bulk cargo as well.
Wow.
So we're just trying to make use of all opportunities and windows we have to provide all the choices to the customers. We have the new cranes, and the cranes lifting height is 45 meters high. Mm-hmm. And can load up to 81 tons. So these new cranes, provide good capability to us to serve the market here. And in terms of locations, well, I think there's something very important, locations. We are proximity to the freeway, and we're lucky to have natural water of 16.5 meters, both on the channel and also alongside. And this excellent locations also, create less requirements on tugboat needed. So we have more tolerance on tug restrictions, and which means better cost picture for our customer in this terminal. Apart from the facilities inside the port, we also see that the connectivity is something very important. For a location, it's just 5 minutes drive to the Highway 73, just right outside terminals. And we have on-dock rail built into terminals and linking to the national network.
Okay.
And I think you might have heard about it from the news as well. We're connecting to the bar services to the Maladalan area, which some service will start in a few weeks' time.
Okay.
So very exciting. And we also work closely with the major haulier and trucking company together, and also look at the opportunity to expand our hinterland. So we continue to polish, improve our connectivity in order to make us much more attractive and to serve the biggest market in Scandinavia here.
I think it's fantastic news. I mean, as I mentioned in the beginning, the East Coast, or let's say the backside of Sweden, has often been named Stockholm because it's not, facing towards Europe. But that you now do some work with Hutchison Ports, invest in the port facilities, and that you mentioned you have 16.5 meter draft, that's really incredible. And that means you have almost no limitation on ships. What is the length of your quay there? What is the quay length by the container terminal?
Well, today we have two berths. So the current quay length is 450 meters.
Okay.
So we can serve two vessels at the same time.
Okay.
And in terms of draft 16.5, in fact, the largest vessels in the world, they can come here and work here anytime. Of course, our key cranes today is only having the outreach of 22. But,
right.
The Baltic Sea is always one of the last port call for the major line hauls. So I don't see we need much storage arrangement to come to a port. We can easily serve the bigger ship here. So.
Right. That's very impressive. Could you foresee, I mean, the Baltic is growing and Stockholm is certainly growing as part of it. Could you see Stockholm as a transshipment, the port of Norvik, Stockholm as a transshipment hub for other places in the Baltic with your draft and with the size of ships you can take?
Well, definitely, because we see the strong growth of volume in the Baltic areas.
Right.
And when we look at all the major ports around the Baltic Sea, both on the Scandinavia side or on the East Coast side of the Baltic areas, well, we're quite lucky for the moment because we're the only major import locations among all the Baltic ports.
Right.
So the imports naturally come to our port. And we're lucky enough to have the empties, located in the port. So we can link the import and export of Scandinavia and shipping the boxes out from here. We can also provide surplus of empty to other export locations within the Baltics.
Oh, yeah.
When we look at the trade between Poland and Scandinavia, particularly on the East Coast,
mm-hmm.
I think the volume for moving on the railroad, there's huge increase there. And we know that the demand for railroad is there, but at the same time, we also understand that these boxes could also provide opportunity for us to linking between Poland, further into here because yeah. this new market. On the other hand, we receive more and more inquiry from the export customers. We had quite some export to get today, but more inquiries because I think the exporters are interested to create linkage from Stockholm to the Baltic countries and then to use a rail to send boxes export to China.
Yes.
I think we all know that the shipping side right now is very busy, capacity and equipment quite tight, and exporters definitely looking for new route to continue to do the business. And we are the right on what we're in the right locations for create linkage to the other side Baltic and sending boxes to from Asia to here.
Yeah.
So definitely we can expand further into a hub port. Like I said earlier, with our infrastructure, natural depth, short distance to the open sea, and also the cranes, everything we have here, we definitely can become a hub port to serve this area.
It's really very interesting. And as you correctly point out, Lawrence, it has escaped no one that some of the major ship owners, they are so happy nowadays. They've never earned so much money as they're doing now because the export volumes, if you even can get the container these days, is staggering out of Asia. So I think you're right. You're in a good position because you get imports. You have containers at least. So, for the port of Stockholm, you mentioned also the Mälardalen. That means the inland waterway via Stockholm into the cities, Västerås, Köping, and so on. Is that a new barge service? That could you elaborate a bit on that? It's something you will start very soon, and is it a regular feeder service, or how is it planned?
Well, to start with, I think you might have heard some news from different media as well. The two companies they already expressed not just interest, but they're looking at the new business and also okay. start offers. The first one will start in April.
Okay.
With major barge operators coming from the continent and the German-based company, and they're actively talking to all the customers and trying to link in between our terminals to reservoirs and also major areas.
Yep.
Because we know that area is a major hinterland for the whole country.
Right.
So in very many boxes can come along into our port and using barge to link in to the larger hinterland.
Right.
The other one is it's the big Swedish company, and I think they also looking at the starting the service mm-hmm. sometime around July, August.
Okay.
And this is definitely an eco green initiative, mm-hmm. and they're fully supported by the government as well.
Yes.
So we continue to polish and offer larger connectivities by barge, by rail, by road. And that's definitely helped us to create a larger hinterland and going through our ports here.
Yeah. So it seems that the future is bright for the port of Stockholm, Norvik, with new cranes, with an active management headed by your good self. And also you have enough opportunities to develop not only for the port itself, but also for the area around it. I want to ask you again, one thing that you mentioned briefly was for the rail, the Iron Belt Road, as China has developed in the last few years, and now with the, let's say, trouble in the deep sea shipping. Is there currently a regular line servicing Stockholm Norvik over to the Baltic states, or is it something that's in the planning stage at the moment?
Well, actually, it's a bit ahead of the it's not just planning. In fact, we're talking to a few feeder company, short sea okay. company. They're already looking at the ports on both sides,
right?
And some of those also talking to the customers and also the rail companies to link in the cargo from north of Sweden.
Okay.
And bring the cargo down here and put it on the South Sea and go to the other side of the Baltic Sea.
Okay. That would be really, I think people have really gotten their eyes up for the railway now with the space situation as it is, and it's become more reliable, the railway. It seems not so many stoppages on the borders as it was in the beginning. Very interesting, Lawrence. And how do you see the capacity of the Stockholm port? What is the terminal designed? What is the design capacity, if you should say in numbers?
Well, today we have 250,000 TEU capacity, and this is the phase one of terminals. Okay. We have the plans to expand further into phase two, and our capacity will be double up to 500,000 TEU.
Okay.
And of course, with the new capacity coming in the future, we definitely need more new cranes, new strato carriers to operate. And that's in our plan. So.
Okay. And one of the final questions I have, again, you mentioned that you even have handled project cargoes. And as you know, my, let's say, newsletter, Project Cargo Weekly, as the name implies, we do cater a lot for many of our viewers are interested in project cargo. So that means you've already handled the first housing modules you mentioned in the book.
Yes, we did. Yes, we
okay.
did.
Okay. That's really excellent news. Very good, Lawrence. A final question to you before I let you go. How you are used to normally good weather in Hong Kong and elsewhere in the world. How is it to live in Sweden? How do you like it?
I like the fresh air. And I like the four seasons.
Yeah.
And I like the space we have here. It's green. Yeah. I feel very happy. Well, of course, well, once in a while we miss the very exciting life in Hong Kong.
Sure.
But in Sweden, I can tell you that inside my office, in my company, we are very exciting, really. So,
I can imagine. Yeah, I think we all are hoping that this COVID will soon be over. Has that hampered your business? Has your business become smaller or has been influenced by COVID at all?
I think the growth rate is a little bit slowed down, and not purely because of COVID. Of course, on COVID, you know, for people, the customer, they are a bit cautious to do a big investment plan because people are a bit cautious on the future, on the economy, so they are a bit taking a look. But we also, you know, seeing that the export cargoes are coming through our port now. That's good news. I think the second thing is that this, on the second half of last year, there's suddenly a strong growth of the volume of the major line hauls that also create some capacities, constraints on the major line haul.
Yeah.
So the outport is becoming may not be contributing the highest yield to the shipping line for the moment. It, being said that, but look at the fundamentals, new ships are coming in and they're being built now. Big ships will be delivering Q3 this year, like many of those in last year. So new builds, new capacity continue to grow. Definitely people need to look at new and growing market. And we are in fortunate situations because we're sitting in the fastest growing city in Europe. So when new ships, new capacity comes, everybody want to fill the ships and carry the cargo here.
Definitely. No, you're right. It's a very interesting region. Not only is it a very beautiful area of Sweden, it's a nice place to live. I do fully agree with you, Lawrence, on that. Right, Lawrence, I want to say many, many thanks to you for answering clearly and concisely almost anything I could think of to ask you. So thank you very much, Lawrence.
Thank you so much. Tafsamika.
Yeah, that's a go. So to all our readers around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. And our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Lawrence Yam, the CEO of the Hutchison Port, Stockholm, Norvik in Sweden. See you soon again for further interviews.